And I'm pleased to welcome my guest this afternoon. It's Claire Skinner, Principal Archivist at the Dorset History Centre, just up the road. Good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming. Now then, tell us a little bit about the work that you do over there.
Okay, well, at Dorset History Centre, we look after over 1,000 years of history, and we're helped in that job by Dorset Archives Trust, which is a charity that was set up to sort of help promote the work of the History Centre, help us to acquire and look after archives, which, particularly those that are at risk of being lost because they might be up for sale at auction, and the trust raises funds to help buy these priceless pieces of history.
That's interesting. So do auction houses contact you, or is it up to you to keep an eye out for things?
Yes, it's a bit of a mix. Sometimes they'll get in touch, but also an organisation called the National Archives keep a good eye on what's coming up for sale and let us know if there's Dorset material that's at risk of being sold and lost to the public, really.
Are you involved in bidding on these things? Would you do that? Or?
Not me personally. My boss, Sam Johnston, is the man with the magic touch when it comes to bidding. We managed to secure an auction recently, a charter dating back to the 14th century, and that was really thanks to Dorset Archives Trust and also the Friends of the Nation's Libraries who provided support. I think it went for over £8,000. So just one document, if it's valuable enough, can be a huge
thing. How do you put a price on something like that, which once it's gone, it's gone, isn't it? Well, is there a lot of competition when these things come up for auction?
Yes, you're bidding against people potentially from all over the world. It obviously becomes really difficult if it's a subject that is very competitive, like railway history, or you know, there are topics which sometimes it's just impossible for us to get those items.
Subjects which have got a much bigger following, you know, like you say, railways are very popular, aren't they?
They're always popular,
And do you have to restore some of these items as well?
Yes, my colleague Jessica, who is our conservator, she's very skillful and knowledgeable, and she repairs archives that are damaged and makes them usable. And then the whole point of the History Centre is we're not just storing the stuff for posterity, but we make it available to the public for research. So anyone is welcome to come and use the History Centre. We're open to the public Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and the first Saturday of the month. But yes, we couldn't do what we do without the help of the Archives Trust.
And the Archives Trust, they have to raise money, obviously, to help you. So you've got this summer gala. Is that what that's about?
Yes, I'm really happy to come and promote our gala, which is this Thursday at 6 o'clock at Mapperton House, which is near Bemminster. If you go on the Archive Trust website, which is www.dorsetarchivestrust.org, and scroll down and click on attend an event, you'll see the list of events and you can click on the gala. It is expensive. It's £25 for members, £30 for non-members, but as part of that you get free strawberries and cream and homemade shortbread and a glass of sparkling wine to enjoy. And you also get to hear a talk, which this year is being given by the owner of Mapperton, which is the Countess of Sandwich, also known as Julie Montague, and she's very famous in her own right as a charismatic entrepreneur and public speaker. She's a TV personality, crops up in various programs. And she's going to talk about a wonderful project they've had at Mapperton to catalogue the archives of her husband's relative, the 9th Countess of Sandwich, a lady called Alberta Sturgis, who was an American heiress, who basically married into the family in the early 20th century. And it just feels like it's a real life plot from Downton Abbey. You know, she effectively saved the estate from having to be sold off, bringing her riches as an American heiress into the English aristocracy.
You can almost imagine it being a TV series, can you? Something like that. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing. So anybody who's interested in history, Dorset history in particular, I mean, it's a must, isn't it, really, to come along?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
And do you get sometimes you have families, you know, donate items to the archive?
Yes. We wouldn't have what we have today without the generosity of individuals, families, organisations, businesses, charities, as well as public bodies who have decided to either give or deposit their archives with us. So yeah, everything the History Centre does is thanks to the generosity of the people of Dorset. Mm-hmm. And when I say Dorset, I mean the whole county, including Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole, because we are a joint funded service. We're funded by Dorset Council, but also BCP as well. Mm-hmm. So we're a rare organisation in that we do cover the whole county.
Yeah, excellent. And sometimes you have special talks over at the History Centre, don't you? Have you got anything special coming up that you can tell us about?
Oh, yes. Well, hot on the heels of our summer gala on Saturday, the 4th of July at 10 o'clock, please do come along to a talk on William Barnes, the archives of William Barnes, which are held at Dorset History Centre. You'll get two talks, one about Barnes himself, the archives, and the second talk is by the Bard of Dorchester, Rebecca Danichik. So she's a very good speaker, and she'll be talking about Barnes's daughter, who's called Lucy Baxter, who was a writer in her own right, and an art historian.
Sounds interesting. Do people need to pay for that?
Yes, that one's £8 for members of Dorset Archives Trust or the William Barnes Society, £10 for non-members.
Yes, very good price there.
Bargain.
A bargain, yeah. Okay. Let's just remind the listeners about the gala. So if you'd like to give out where and when and how people can get tickets, maybe.
Certainly. Thursday the 2nd of July, 6 o'clock at Mapperton House, which is near Bemminster. You can find the exact postcode and all the details at our website, which is www.dorsetarchivestrust.org.
Lovely. Well, thanks for coming in. Good luck with the gala.
Thank you.